Hi, I'm Laura Monroe.
And I'm Rick Allen, and you're listening to Life Minute TV.
He's the legendary drummer for Def Leppard. She's the soulful singer, songwriter, and renowned mental health advocate. Together, they combine their unique talents and special gifts to help others with their own foundation, Raven Drum, that serves veterans, first responders, and others in need. We were fortunate to have our beloved friends, Lauren Monroe and Rick Allen, back to the Life Minute TV studios recently to hear all about what they're up to. This is a Life Minute with Lauren Monroe and Rick Allen.
Hi guys, welcome back to Life Minute. So glad to have you guys here again.
Yeah, it's nice to have been invited. Yeah. Thank you.
Yay. Great to be here.
So tell us what you're up to.
What aren't we up to?
Yeah, that's the better question.
Well, lots of live performing and just creating a platform to talk about issues that we care about and about Raven Drum Foundation and 12 Drummers Drumming. We're raising money for veterans resiliency programs and suicide prevention across the board and playing a lot of music, and it's been busy and fun. And he just got off tour and
yes,
going back on tour. And
yeah, I got off tour and she put me to work.
I know.
But it's been fun, you know, hanging out with her band. That's always fun, and you met everybody, you know.
Yes, when you guys were here last time.
But we've been busy in a good way.
Tell us about Raven Drum and what you do for veterans.
Well, 2001 we started Raven Drum Foundation. I come from a healing arts background, and I am a percussionist and musician, and Rick obviously, you know, has his musical career but also an experience with trauma. So when we met and we started exploring rhythm together, I put the mindfulness piece to it, and we developed this idea for healing and drumming, and we created the foundation, and been working with people since our first program was in 2002, and it's evolved, you know, to the point now that we're bringing it to different venues to show people there's another way to heal. You know, besides one way, there's lots of ways with complementary medicine and music.
And why veterans in particular?
The reason we work with veterans is because of my own experience of trauma. And
your visit to?
Yeah, and my visit to Walter Reed in 2006, Walter Reed Army Medical Center. I saw the similarities. I saw the suffering there, and I could relate to a lot of the things that they go through, self-medication, and just this inability to regulate nervous system. And that's where Lauren comes in, and we sort of combine our experiences, and that's how we're able to come up with ways, like you were saying about complementary sort of therapy.
Yeah, we just share information, and we give people an experience of using rhythm and mindfulness techniques to be able to help reset and to connect with other people. Because, you know, when you have trauma and PTSD in particular, you tend to isolate. And a lot of our veterans do that because they think, you know, their situation is, it's not connected to the civilian world, but in reality, when you have trauma, trauma is trauma, and it doesn't matter if it's combat stress or a car accident, like Rick said, and we all can relate in a way to heal through these techniques, so we're here to educate.
So great. And for those that don't know, can you tell us a little bit about how you guys met and about your trauma?
We met through a mutual friend. I was experiencing a lot of pain at the time, and Lauren's background in healing arts and massage. We met for the first time in Colorado. Yeah, I went through the session with Lauren, and then after the session I had, which was really helpful, we kept in touch. And
just kind of evolved from there.
Then I wasn't a client anymore.
Yeah, and I was like, yeah, we don't think you need to, I don't think you can be a client anymore. So, but no, we learned a lot during that time, just about how to blend our own experiences and share with other people. And it became obvious that we had something together that was special to give people. And it helps us, honestly. Like, being of service helps us be inspired.
Yeah, and my own trauma, I think some of the more simple ways of dealing with it is nature. That's one of the things that really helps me. We're very fortunate to live in a place where nature is really close, or standing in front of an ocean, or, you know, a forest or whatever. That's one of the things that really helps regulate. It's more difficult when I'm in situations where it's unpredictable. I'm not quite sure what's going to come my way. But what I'm starting to learn is healthy ways to retreat, how I can spend time and regroup and then move back into the situation, which really helps.
It sounds like you're still learning things about yourself as you get.
I think it's a journey. You know, we change. We're always changing. Where one thing may work at one point in your life, it's not anymore. Mm-hmm. So having all these tools is really important to be able to use different things at different times. Mm-hmm. And when you start researching complementary medicine, you have things like yoga, mindfulness, meditation, equine therapy, acupuncture, and there's so many modalities you can learn about, but often people don't know about them, and they don't know how effective they are. So it's great to be able to educate people, and rhythm is a huge, huge healer, and music. So that's what we're doing at the moment, is giving people that.
Fortunate for us, you guys have the gift of song too, which is part of your healing, the music. So tell us about, you have a new album out, and tell us about that, which is so beautiful. I love it. I love, love, love your music.
Thank you. Messages from Aphrodite is the album. It was released in September, and another album that I made with Jim Scott. I co-produced this one, so that was exciting for me. Just kind of fell into doing that, and Rick was on it, and we have just a wonderful lineup of musicians that played on it. And all the songs are related to facets of love, and I really believed at the time, and still do more than ever, that the voice of the feminine, the divine feminine, the highest voice of the feminine, needs to be in the forefront, and also embraced by women too, because we have a voice and we have so much intuition and empathy that I feel like the world needs that right now. So these songs emulate that, and there's the stories behind all of them. I'm actually going to be releasing a narrative of the album to go track by track, and explain more about the intentions behind each song. Will be coming out over the next few months.
Oh, that sounds great.
Yeah, and so when you come to a show, you experience that too, because it's all about empowering people. And leading people into their hearts a little bit more to be experiencing their own self-love and acceptance, because oftentimes we push away our pain.
Almost all some vulnerability.
Yeah, and that's something that we teach in the foundation too, and everything that we do really is how to embrace vulnerability as a superpower. How to be able to be in the world without covering up who you are and feeling your power. And that's a learned skill, but there's a lot of practices to get to who you are, that the music and the teaching and experiences all lead us to that place.
We actually invite the general public to buy tickets for veterans.
Sponsor a vet.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Which is fantastic, you know, to have them in the room with us and for other people to experience that, it makes it very real. You know, and the conversation that goes on around it is really powerful. You know, some of the people that we meet, first responders, you know, veterans, you name it. It really brings it home. You know, it's very powerful.
And you were just on tour too with Def Leppard.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you do that? How do you just get off and then?
The Def Leppard tour, it's a lot of energy to put out for sure. But I started to get more and more used to dealing with just my anxiety, you know, particularly, you know, before I went on stage. And then I started something new, which was pick somebody out in the audience that looks as though they're having a really good time, or they're having a moment, you know, connecting with the music or connecting with, you know, sort of that age of discovery, whatever, that, you know, they, you can see them thinking back to when they connected with the music, and they've got this look on their face or on their faces that is just like they're in awe, they're in a blissful state. So I look at them and I go, I deserve to feel that way, you know, and then it sort of, it settles me down, and I'm like, don't take it so seriously. Come on, just enjoy this, you know, just enjoy
it. So you still get a little anxiety?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I just meant like, how do you do it? How do you go from one to another? You never stop.
This is like looking at myself and going, stop being so analytical, you know, stop, you know, being so serious about this. And then it all kind of softens, and then I'm enjoying the show more than ever. It's great. And then, you know, fast forward, I get home from the Def Leppard tour, and Lauren put me to work.
Well, there's some downtime for sure in this recovery. And
it's
this,
about 24
this
hours.
No, we have there's definitely some downtime process to recover and see the chiropractor and, you know, like eat well and rest. But this time the turnaround was pretty fast to jump into shows and do this work. And, you know, we did a whole West Coast tour in September. Just a number of shows with Raven Drum events attached to them, and met a very new population of people, and worked with sex trafficking survivors and learned more about that problem, which is very eye-opening and quite scary, to be honest.
And everywhere.
And it's everywhere.
Yes.
And so that's something else that we're, you know, bringing to the forefront to try to engage and help the survivors gain a sense of themselves again, because they do lose themselves in these horrific tragedies that they go through.
Did you guys vote today? It's voting day.
Before I came, I did. So Rick doesn't get to vote.
They don't
yet.
Let me vote. I never became. I'm still. They call a, you know, a resident alien.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. Resident
greetings, Earthlings.
Well, how do you guys, you know, you have a great marriage, and how do you keep it together? Like, is it ever difficult working together?
We just have to.
What are your tips for people?
It can be challenging at times, but we're always rewarded. I mean, we get into so many things, whether that's, you know, creating art together, creating all these wonderful programs to help other people. That seems to be the reward for us, being of service.
And juggling family is always, you know, difficult. But I think to answer your question, we've been together long enough to know each other's rhythm and flow. So I know he needs a certain amount of time to practice on his own. He knows I need songwriting time on my own. And so when we see we're doing that, we just create space around it and we schedule it. And, you know, what are you going to do this morning? Okay, you're going to practice for a couple hours, and I'm going to go and do this, and I'll work on that. And there's a dance that we orchestrate quite naturally now that allow us to, you know, have a routine when we're home to be creative, and when we all eat together, and, you know, how we help take care of our kids and stuff. So
it's a learned,
we've got a groove now. It's different now with me working as much as I am. Before I was not as active, but I was writing, but not performing and teaching as much as I am now. But it's at another level. I think the world needs it, and we're ready.
And how can people help themselves and find, you know, find you, find the foundation? And how can other people help as well?
Well, you always can help. There's a number of ways. You can donate and go to ravendrumfoundation.org. You can also go to 12drummersdrumming.org and find all of the wonderful things that are about to go into auction. We have drummers, celebrity drummers, and legendary drummers that have donated memorabilia and experiences. And we're very thrilled to have them once again be a part of this. I think spread the word too to veterans and look at our partnership programs that we have. And if you're looking for a resource, reach out to us, and maybe we can find some place where you live that you can connect to. We'll be doing a VA performance, which we haven't done in a while. So we're really happy on this trip. We go to the VA in New Hampshire and perform for them. But yeah, there's always a way to represent and come to a show, buy a piece of art. Everything we do, there's always a percentage that goes to the foundation.
Is there a particular timeline for the next 12 Drummers Drumming? Or?
Yes, auction goes up November 11th all the way through December 12th.
Okay.
And that's Veterans Day, right?
Yeah,
Veterans Day, and that'll be open for a whole month. You know, so people will be able to, or they'll have an opportunity to get really unique items. Things that I'd rather not let go of, it's fantastic. Guitars, drum heads, drumsticks,
your gloves,
experiences, gloves. The shorts have gone missing. I'm not sure where they are, but there's something for everybody there.
How are you guys spending the holidays?
Relaxing with parents.
With our parents.
Yeah.
My folks are coming over. Her folks are coming from East Coast, so we'll have kids around, so it'll be fun. It's always that time to just kind of turn everything down and just switch up for a little while and just experience family, which is always a great way to heal, really. It's great to see them.
We're lucky we have our families, our parents still, so we're going to be with them and cooking. And
nice. Yeah, do you get each other gifts still?
Less and less.
More experiences, or we'll get something for the house, for us, or we'll
a group gift,
or we'll go someplace together, or we get massages or something like that. Like we'll just do something so that we self care. We do a lot of self care gifts when we can, just because we're so active that we have to keep ourselves, just healthy.
Yeah. What's your favorite comfort food?
Oh, I know.
A lot of the comfort food is off the menu. Now,
yeah.
It's like bread starting to disappear,
What is your favorite comfort
rice
food?
Rice is starting to disappear. I do like Indian food.
Yeah. I'm a pasta girl, so.
What's next for you guys? What's something you guys want to do?
Well, he's got an art show in Miami, in Boca Raton and Los Olas.
Is that December?
In December. Yeah, the second weekend in December. So that'll be exciting. And also, he'll be on a panel with John Roberts from our board, who is a military veteran and Marine. They'll be at the Forbes Health Summit speaking about resiliency together, which is exciting.
And that'll be the Rock Star on the Warrior, you may have heard of that before. We touched on it before. It was a great way to show similarities.
PTSD,
a rock star and a warrior, and the similarities, in how we can suffer sometimes.
Yeah. What is the biggest thing you want to tell people that are suffering and they don't know what to do? Or
I think community, reach out to people. I think it's hard to do sometimes. Sometimes it feels easier to isolate, but if you can somehow find a way, I think that's the best way to try and lift yourself up. I always tried to reach down to somebody that I thought I could lift up, and then also reach out to somebody that I felt could lift me up, and that combination seemed to work really well.
Mm-hmm. And try new things too. Be open to trying new ways to heal. There's not one way for everybody. It's not one size fits all, so explore what you love to do, what makes you feel good, and surround yourself with people who can support you. And so that's the big lesson too, is don't isolate, and like Rick says, be open.
What does music do for people?
I think it's medicine in the air. Mm-hmm. Particularly if good intention is behind the music, or I think that for me, the storytelling creates such a powerful situation because how it sets the song up, and it's like your body is ready for this story. Instead of hanging on every word of the song is already set up, so you kind of settle into that healing. It's really powerful.
Well, music's a doorway that allows us to all walk through together without highlighting our differences and our maybe different beliefs and nationalities, and we all can speak that one language of music. So I think it's so healing because we all can engage. And I think people like to disconnect from the things that are bothering them through music. But with what we do too is engage them into what's bothering them so we can help clear it together and put it on the table and all look at it. Because chances are every time you're feeling something and there's someone in the room who's feeling the same thing. And once you create that commonality, it just takes the burden off a little bit. So music can do that. And the way we're creating is trying to create that in venues for people.
I do have another question. What's your favorite song to play live?
It's always been for many years for Hysteria by Def Leppard. I think with Lauren, I end up with rolling tears. There's something about that story that you tell, and the song, and the energy it sort of conjures up with the color of snow. It's always really powerful.
And when you play with Lauren, do you feel that anxiety like you do when you're?
I do. I still feel that anxiety, but there seems to be a camaraderie with Lauren and the band that it sort of takes my mind off what I'm about to do. So that actually really helps. It's like a little trick, where if I'm having fun or laughing or whatever, backstage with everybody, I tend not to be so anxious.
Do you ever have it? Do you have techniques that you do for yourself? That's my last question.
The one thing that shifted me entirely, and I have to thank Billy Joel for that, because when we met him at
Fenway
Park, Rick and I were there backstage, and Rick asked him, "Do you ever get stage fright? Do you ever, you're playing Madison Square Garden, you're playing Fenway Park," and he looked at us and said, "Why would I be stage fright? Everyone's coming over to my house." And I was like, of course, everyone's coming over to your house. And so I changed my whole headset, my mindset, and I rarely really feel that anxiety because everyone's coming over to my house.
It's normally me that's creating the anxiety. Get me out of the room, then we're good,
Well, and for me too, I don't really see myself as entertaining anyone. And I think the test takes the pressure off. I'm not there to entertain. I'm there to give people an experience of healing. And so to do that, I can't have a facade or be an entertainer. I have to be completely myself.
Yeah, she has to be authentic.
And so that really takes the pressure off. And if I can't control what people think or how they judge, I just have to be present for their healing, and that's it.
Oh, well, thank you guys.
Thank you.
Beautiful people. I love having you here.
I love being here. We look forward to it. So thanks again.
To see more of this interview, visit our website, lifeminute.tv. And don't forget to subscribe to our podcast, Life Minute TV.